For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We do have another game coming up on Sunday, and the story that just will not die. There are two stories that I think have a complete lack of diversity of thought going on in sports right now. One is the LeBron James, Bronny James story, where I don't know about you, it's just everyone lining up to be like, this is nepotism and nepotism is bad. There's no other side. And then the second one is obviously the Browns fans who cheered Deshaun Watson after he got injured on Sunday.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to go down first?
Nepotism happens in every walk of life. I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah, I think it's...
Is this the Griffies again? No, it's not the Griffies again. But how many dentists hand over their practice to their children? How many insurance agents hand over their practice? Like, it happens all the time. But you were going to be outraged over this one? Why?
Because I think everybody that I've seen, I think they're just people who don't like LeBron. I think it's LeBron fatigue.
Okay.
Which is weird because these are people who say they're into player empowerment. But not when that empowerment is the idea that LeBron handpicked his kid being on his team.
LeBron has made tens of millions of dollars for the NBA. If he wants his kid for a few days, they're going to give him his kid for a few days.
Also, the idea that, like, if you
hundreds of millions. He's made hundreds of millions for them. Go ahead.
Also, anybody would do it. Like, if you could be the first person in NBA history to play with your kid, because I don't think people realize he's only afforded that because he's played 22 years in the NBA.
That's right.
But I do think there's a lack of diversity of thought on that, which annoys me.
I just don't even pay attention to it. It's
noise.
Yeah. It's really cool. I'm happy for him. I think it's great. Yes, it's nepotism. No, LeBron, Bronny would not be in the NBA without LeBron. No, you're right. Okay. Now what?
Some people just enjoy it. I'm going Dolan's for like the fifth time in like 3 days. But I think it, or ignore it. Like, not everything has to be, like, I'll be honest with you. Joel Embiid not playing in the NBA, having to launch an investigation in that night one or night two of the NBA being back.
Yeah.
That is such a bigger issue.
I agree.
And then Bron's got a lot of power in L.A. You new here?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The global superstar and face of the NBA, who was worth billions to the NBA, has exercised his power again. Now, the Deshaun thing... I just think there is diversity of thought. There's two sides. There is either people saying, who cares that they cheered him? Look at what Browns fans have been through. Or there's, and I think right now it's really players and ex-players glomming on to this of, this is unfair, this is unjust, and, you know, there's something morally reprehensible about what happened. And I think the mistake they're making is that they're kind of painting it with a broad brush.
You made a point earlier. Make your point.
Which one?
About what the player you think the players are really, what they're trying to take the focus off.
I think that this is a proud bunch of veteran players who know that they're 1-6 and they're stink on crap, and who I think this changes the conversation. I can't believe they're still that pissed off about it. They didn't like Deshaun. I'm painting with a general brush there. There was a lot of tension in that locker room about Deshaun. And so some of the guys that have come out and spoke are guys that I have a pretty good hunch weren't the biggest fans of the person.
I think I know what you're alluding to, but also I talked to a bunch of players who were like, he's cool with me. Like, and this is before the injury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's not playing well, but like the off-field stuff, they have to sort of put to the side. They can't worry about that. They're trying to win games on Sundays, and that may be harsh to say or coarse to say, but that's just the reality of it. They can't worry about the off-field stuff. They're just...
I would dare say some of them don't care.
Oh, probably the majority of them don't care.
Yeah.
So they just put that to the side and it's whatever. But the part that, like, nobody wants to, like, just say, like, pl- players don't care about the fans, and fans don't care about the players. And this week is just bringing that to the forefront. Mm-hmm. And why is that so difficult to see? Like, players care about the paycheck. Players, no player on this 53-man roster came to Cleveland because they want to play for the fans in Cleveland. Not one. Mm-hmm. Is that a surprise? They came because Cleveland is what was offering them the paycheck and the place to play in the NFL. That's why they're here. And they're going to stand here and they're going to say the Browns fans are the best fans in the land. Amari Cooper said it. You know what Amari Cooper is going to say in 2 weeks? Buffalo fans, some of the best fans and love playing here. They all do it. Like, it's what you do. Mm-hmm. They don't mean it. None of them mean it. It's what you just say, with some few exceptions. Like, there are some guys, obviously, who are here long enough, and I'll use Nick Chubb as an example. The fans here love Nick Chubb. They mm-hmm. love Nick Chubb. But by and large, you're rooting for the jersey. You're not rooting for the dude in the jersey, by and large. And you like him while he's here, but then when he leaves, you still like him? A lot of times you're booing him. A lot of times you're setting his jersey on fire when they leave because you care about the team. You don't care about the player inside the jersey. There are exceptions. I don't want to generalize too much, but they're few and far between. This week has just sort of brought that, bubbled that to the surface. I am not condoning the booing. I'm not. I'm mm-hmm. not condoning the cheering and the booing. But you have to be realistic and look at this and say there is a lot more to the Deshaun situation than a player laying on the field injured. There's a lot more that goes into it. We talked about it earlier in the show. A lot of people here never wanted him here in the first place. And then he's here, and he never played well. Mm-hmm. Never lived up to what was expected of him. Doesn't give you the right to boo him. I'm not saying it does. But for the players to continue to shake their fingers at the fans, if you want to stand up for your guy, stand up for your guy. Go right ahead. That's fine. But for Miles to say he's an upstanding citizen, for James to say he's put his life on the line is silly. Like, step back, guys. Like, just take a little bit of a breath on here. If you want to stand up for your guy, by all means, do so. But who was standing up for the women? Mm-hmm. And I say that as somebody who understood the trade. Like, I said, Baker's not good enough. You got to go try and do better. But, you know, but I always had also this compassion for female fans who didn't want to root for this guy, for females who work in that building every day who didn't want to be around him. So it's a lot more complicated than a player's laying on the field hurt. I don't know why we can't acknowledge that. Why can't we acknowledge that?
Because it doesn't serve the player's narrative.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's why. That's where
nobody wins in this.
But that's when you're pointing that out of why can't we acknowledge the obvious? That's when I start to think, okay, why are you talking about it? Because I have no problem. Like, again, if Miles just came out and said, hey, we don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
Then you say model citizen. Jameis, the world's against him. Why would that be?
Right.
And so I think, like, even Shelby Harris, and he was on the We're the Harrises podcast, which, let's just say, hilarious podcast name. It's the first time I'm hearing of it. But it's three guys who played the NFL with the last name Harris. But, like, you know, this. So, okay, we have Miles, we have Jameis. And then we have the next onslaught. And then Kevin talked about it again, I think, yesterday.
And Greg Newsom talked about it. And it's been a lot.
Yeah.
It's been a lot.
And so this becomes the story that won't die because the players aren't letting it die.
Yeah.
And the latest is Shelby on We're the Harrises talking about, you know, this perception. And I'm going to call it a perception because it wasn't every – there were also people that cheered – for Deshaun, when he actually was helped up and put on the cart, wasn't cheering for the injury. That was cheering for the person.
Yes, yes, that was the standard typical applause that you get when the guy that wasn't hooping and hollering when he was leaving the field on the cart. That was the standard what you do when a guy's hurt.
But Shelby Harris weighed in on this and continued to do the thing where it's you speak to one part of this without speaking to the whole.
The thing is, be human. Be human. This man, his Achilles is ruptured, and you think he wants to hear? You think that's how is that going to help him? But also, think about how it makes the other players on the team feel when someone else, one of their brothers, is out there on the giving it their all, and he gets hurt doing it while giving it his all, and you hearing cheering from the fans is bigger than football. And I think the fans got to realize you lost a lot of the players that day.
So on one hand. Because you cut it right there. You're 1-16. I think you lost the fans a bit ago.
Yeah.
to put it back to the brass tacks that you put it to, which is they root for the jersey, very often not for the players. So maybe some of those fans lost the players. Well, I think this team lost the fans probably 2 weeks ago. I think they lost the narrative as well.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
But I don't understand the value of speaking on this. I don't know what you're winning.
You're standing up for your guy, and I get it. I'm not. There's a way to defend Deshaun. There's a way to be critical of what the fans did without going as far as some of these guys are taking it.
Well, I think that's a really good point because you are painting all the fans with a broad brush.
Yes.
And you and I are agreement, whether it's 5%, 7%, 2%, it doesn't matter. Those 5% of people, not great. And, and honestly, classless, you can throw whatever terms you want at it.
Yeah.
But those 5%, you're basically lecturing 100% of the audience, people who did not cheer, people who now feel attacked by you, to address 5%. And I'll be honest with you, if we do that, and if we're always going to be addressing the vocal minority or the worst of us, then we're going to be painting everybody in a lot of really bad lights that they don't deserve to.
Carolina, New Orleans, some of the other finalists for Deshaun at the time. You were in Carolina, you would know. If Carolina trades for Deshaun and his career down there plays out exactly as it played out in Cleveland, would there be pockets of people in that stadium who reacted the same way Browns fans?
Of course.
Did?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Just saying. It's not a Cleveland thing. And Cleveland does have, you know, Cleveland booed Tim Couch when Tim Couch was down 20 years ago. It's gross. Shouldn't happen. Shouldn't happen with Deshaun. Tim also didn't carry the allegations that Deshaun carries. So that I'm not trying to put everything on a scale here. But that one felt, it's all bad. I'm not going to say it. It's all bad. But fans root for the jerseys, not the guys in the jerseys. They root for the teams. And the players don't care about the fans. They don't care about you. They care about their paychecks. I don't know why they want you to root for them. They do. It does bring energy. It does help them win games. But individually, they're in your city for the paycheck. That's it. This is a business.
216-474-0092. Mike, Jason, Eric, you guys stick there. Shelby Harris is the latest Cleveland Browns player to weigh in on the story that won't die, the cheering of Deshaun Watson's injury on Sunday. We'll throw this out to you guys. Do you think that Shelby got any closer to speaking 100% truth without any misstep of all the Browns players that have weighed in on this. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.